Mike Ducey from Fox 4 sitting in for George this week. And Mike, she's been out in the hall for about an hour now. She is just dying to talk to you. She loves you. You're like her favorite TV personality.
Well, I love her. She's one of my favorites as well, Craig.
Well, let's open the door and welcome George's old swim coach, Marge Schimdidler, to the program. Hi, Marge. Come on in.
Hi, Craig.
How are you? Just, yeah, park it right over there.
Hello, Michael.
Electric wheelchair.
Hi, Marge.
Are you strong fellas talking about all the sport?
We sure are, Marge. How are you?
What's going on in that department or area?
Well, March Madness, spring training.
Yeah, there's a lot. Okay, good.
NHL, NBA, regular season.
I'm such a big fan of the Dakota Prescott.
Oh, you like Dak?
Oh, I love him. He causes a certain feeling in my woman parts that feels very familiar to the days of when I was coaching George in high school.
Oh, yes.
He was my star swimmer.
Yeah, we know.
And you've never seen someone fill out a set of swim trunks like George. It looked like he had stuffed an epileptic marmoset down his pants.
What?
That thing was always moving down there.
You shouldn't have been looking there.
It was teeming with masculine energy. And it really turned on the waterworks in my special purpose areas.
Marge, you were his adult supervisor. Coach, you shouldn't have been looking there.
I was still a woman, damn it.
Good point.
After a coaching session with George, I could easily be tracked down. Just follow the snail trail to the nearest ladies' room and listen for the raw hamburger massaging sounds.
Marge, way too much info.
Marge. You know that sound, Mike?
Marge saving the really explicit stuff for me. Thank you.
I really miss those days. Did you guys know that we were this close to winning it all at the Olympics back then?
Yeah, you told us that.
But then my star swimmer, George, quit to play violin.
It was a real blow to you.
So we missed out.
Yeah. You've never forgiven him.
Sleeping on the banks of the Trinity is tough when you're my age.
Are you still down there? You know, you could go to the bridge or Austin Street. You don't need to sleep on the banks of the
Trinity. They don't always let me in when I'm a little drinky. Sleeping out there in the elements is even more difficult since I started my new hobby.
What was that, Marge?
I make squirrel jerky.
Ooh.
I've learned to salt it and cure it. But to keep the other creek sleepers from stealing it, I stuff it in my brassiere at night. And that has some unintended consequences. The coyotes won't leave me alone. They ripped the brassiere right off of me. I caught two of them last night nursing from me and darn near sucked me dry.
Marge.
I had to drink three hatfuls of water from the creek just to rehydrate.
Get away from the Trinity. Please go to a shelter. I'm sure Mike could put you up in his home.
Hey, I heard you guys talking on the little radio they gave me at the shelter. You were talking about mass transit.
Yeah, the dirt train.
I've spent so much time on mass transit. It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I oftentimes sleep on the light rail. And oddly enough, I came to one night with a grunting and sweaty Mike Ducey on top of me.
Well, he's been riding it a lot lately, yeah.
Some would call it assault, but I just call it Fox 4 super serving their viewership.
Apparently, I'd passed out that night as well.
Another night, I caught him asleep with his ankles behind his ears.
Yeah, we've heard he does that on the dart train.
George's beef eaters turned me away 40 times last week.
Yeah, his palace is heavily guarded.
I'm sure you're probably wondering why the Dick Cheney signature external baboon horn.
We were wondering, but we didn't want to say anything.
Funny story. I was trying to get across the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
Please stay off that bridge.
In 5 o'clock traffic. With a 10% charge on the chair. and I couldn't make it. And I got plowed over by an F-350. And who did I see behind the wheel?
Ooh.
A maniacally laughing Mike Rawlings.
Oh,
the mayor?
What kind of mayor do we have?
No.
It's time for a change in leadership.
Well, you shouldn't be on the bridge. Not excusing the mayor, but you shouldn't be on the bridge.
It knocked my heart right across the Trinity. I've got to go now, guys, but I'll see you some other time.
Okay.
Hopefully after the heart transplant.
Okay, yeah, be careful. Take care of yourself.
See you on the train, Marge.
There goes Marge, George's old swim coach and a favorite of Mike's.